Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you?
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue because I got sent. I didn't want this product. I got charged the first time. Fine. I get it. I got charged the second time. It was just charged on Sunday, yesterday. Today's Monday. The product hasn't even been sent. If that means it hasn't even hit the warehouse, because I work for the United States Postal Service, so I know about the shipping part of it. So that means it hasn't even hit the warehouse. It hasn't hit the carrier or the shipping department. So there's no way to cancel the product from going out once it's pending, so I can get my money back.
No, because they don't, well, yeah, first and foremost, they do, say that once it is, sent to fulfillment, we can't reverse it. But as well as even with that, we wouldn't be able to reverse that charge, even if it was possible to stop the shipment because the charge has already went through, with your account.
So what happens if I call my bank and tell them I didn't want that charge and they take it away? They took it out because I didn't authorize it because I called. Whatever, to cancel it, and they refund me the money. But I don't want the product. Do I send it back?
No, you wouldn't send the product back because we're not able to accept any returns. As well as with that process, that would start a dispute process. What happens during a dispute process is that your bank or your credit card company, they will contact us. We provide the terms and conditions as well as the tracking number to show that the charges are both legal and valid because all of the information regarding that trial in the monthly subscription was in the terms and conditions on that page where you submitted the order. So once they do verify that all of the information is valid, they will not reverse that charge for you.
Even though the terms and conditions at the beginning before you ordered that product, it was for $3.99. All you have to do is pay for shipping. Then the next thing you know, you're getting paid $99 because nothing else pops up.
Yes, because what you purchase it as is a trial period where you only have to pay shipping and handling costs, which the terms and conditions does explain that. It also explains that if you fail to cancel, they will bill you the full amount for the product, as well as enroll you in a monthly subscription to receive it, unless you cancel that. So all the information regarding it is in the terms and conditions.
But even though it was a trial condition, I still got charged full price for the product, so...
Yeah, because you didn't cancel the trial. Had you canceled the trial, they wouldn't have billed you the full retail price.
Twice.
Yeah, the second one is for a different, that's for a new shipment. So they billed you for the in a trial charge, which was one time. And then after that, of course, they start that monthly subscription if you don't cancel. And you didn't cancel, so they started the monthly subscription.
I didn't know you can't cancel through the email because I didn't even know. When I got charged, it didn't have a telephone number, it didn't have nothing. It said best help. That's all it said.
When they charge you the in a trial charge, they always send you an email to tell you that they've charged you. So you receive that thank you for your order email, and that did have the customer service number in there. Even if you did say, well, you didn't see the customer service number in the email, it is always on the products that you purchase. So that, wouldn't be.
No, this is the first email I got because my emails get saved up. The first email, the only email I got from Goliath Math, I got it right here, right now. It's from yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's the only email I got. I don't got no other email saying that I was going to get charged again.
According to our system, you've received 1, 2, 3, 4 emails, and one of them was on the end of trial charge. It showed thank you for your order. But that's fine. The situation, it just looks like, you weren't aware of the trial. You haven't been aware of the emails that they've been sending you. I will go ahead as a courtesy issue a 35% refund on the most recent charge you have received. We cannot stop that shipment. So even after your account is canceled, you will still, of course, receive the product. But I can give you a partial refund on the charge that you've received.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you'll see the refund back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. As well as the account is canceled, of course, so you won't receive any more charges or products effective today. You will receive a refund confirmation email to the same email address, as well as I do have a cancellation number. I don't think the representative gave it to you. Did she give you the cancellation number?
No.
Okay, so I do have a cancellation number for you to write down and just notate that you did call in today and cancel the account, so you will have that.
Okay.
The cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 91, B as in boy, 72181, B as in boy, B as in boy again.
Okay.
All right. So it looks like your account is all set. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a nice holiday.
Same to you. Bye-bye.